My name is Jenny Justice Neumeyer, and you're listening to Life Behind the Scene, Mommy Monday. Welcome, and thank you for listening today. It's a new week, and we are back at it again. Today, I am introducing our first sister segment, which will be once a month, where I get to sit down with my sister Angela and sister-in-law, Jackie, and talk about our lives as moms and wives. Without further ado, let's jump into the conversation. Hi, I'm Jenny.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Angela.
And we're here today for today's sister segment.
Woohoo!
Well, today we are going to be talking about, is there a perfect age to have kids?
No. I mean, you want to think there is, but I don't think you're ever actually ready, no matter the age.
That's true.
You know, people want to think you have the house, you have this, you have the, you're ready, but I don't think you're actually ever ready. There's not a specific age. To me, that's what I think, but.
All right.
sorry.
That's it. Thanks.
I'm not good with cues, apparently.
Thanks for listening today. Well, that's kind of, I just found it interesting because between the three of us, we all had kids in our teens, 20s, and 30s. And I feel like it was just different experiences. And we were also all different places in life. Mm-hmm. And so kind of wanted to maybe hear a little bit today about your experience of where you were in life when you had kids. And how you feel at this point in life, looking back, what it was looking like to have kids at that time in your life. And we'll start with Jackie because you were a teen mom.
Well, I've had kids in all three of those. I've had kids actually, that's when I was true, a teen, in my 20s and in my 30s, you know. They've all been very different, obviously. I actually graduated high school with two kids. When I graduated high school, I had two kids. So I had to not only balance the whole, what am I going to do next in life, you know, college, everything was, I had to think about it with two kids.
With kids.
You know, so career-wise, marriage, because I was married. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have to say that was the hardest, you know, compared to now with my twins. I was 30. I was married. I was established. I was where I needed to be. First two, I say twins too because they're a year apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to be the hardest. I was a kid myself.
And I know as when you say the hardest, it's like because of what was going on. But I found out how much kids suck from your body.
Yeah, when physically.
Physically. Yeah. And I was 32 when I had me. And I was like, man, maybe it's different when you're younger.
And you can keep up with them.
Yeah, you're right. Because with them, I was a kid myself, like I said. So I was very interactive with them. You know, we did a lot of things. We were always doing things. We were at the park. I could play. I could get on swings. I could do monkey bars.
You could slide down the slide with them.
Yes. You know, versus.
It might be a little harder now.
Versus now, the twins are like, Mom, all you do is watch us. You sit there and watch us. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You know? Sorry. But. Yeah, you know, physically, mentally, you're in a totally different place where you're not embarrassed. You'll get all the monkey bars and fall, and you're still okay in your 20s. Mm-hmm. Versus now, you're like, I'm not going to do that.
You know? Now my brace up then. Or the monkey bars.
Yeah. Or you care, you know, my shirt's going to ride up, my stuff. Yeah. And now you're like, now I just sit there, apparently. Apparently. So, yeah, it is a big difference. In another way, because whether I was more prepared now in one way, I'm not as able to keep up like I did before with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. What about you, Angela? You were how old? 20?
I was 27 and then 29, even though they're only 15 months apart, yeah. So I was where I needed to be as far as I had finished college and I had gotten married and we had the house and everything was...
That was like the natural next
on paper.
Step.
Right. So everything was how it was supposed to be. But then there's a lot that you find out after you have kids, you know, just like relationship wise. And then you don't realize how old you are and how much of an effect it has on you until you have to chase two toddlers and you're exhausted. And so, yeah.
I think the exhaustion is there no matter the age. Because, first of all, you've just gone through labor and birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just that alone is like, whoa. But also, there's so much requirement on you in your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're constantly giving. I mean, it's a total, like, change of who you are. A, when you become married, but I don't even think that that's as much of a drastic change as when you have a kid. And that's just elevates it. And like I mentioned, I was in my 30s. I was definitely not fit. And it was a lot. It was a lot to go through. And I was single and it was completely unplanned and I wasn't financially stable. So that part was really, really hard. I had to work through it though. And that's the thing. I think we all work through it.
You have to. You don't have a choice.
Yeah. So I think that there are some differences that you can bounce back. Kind of like Jackie pointed out that if you have your children younger, it's like a trade. Nothing is ever lines up.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you don't, and I guess unless you're a trust fund baby. So if you're a trust fund baby out there, let us know if you were a trust fund baby who had a kid as a teen. You had the best of both worlds. You had the energy and the money.
You were financially stable and everything.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the difference. You know, when I had the energy, I didn't have the money. So
right.
Yeah. So that's why I did so much with them, because Monday through Friday, I had to work. Mm-hmm. I had to make it happen, you know, so I had to work. Sometimes I would get home and I didn't even see them. Versus now, I'm home.
Right.
You know, so they get me now. They don't get my energy. They get my time.
Right? It's a trade-off. So there's, like, no perfect blend, it seems like. And I think that a lot of people can say that. So the next thing I kind of wanted to talk about was, as a new mom, maybe what was one of your biggest struggles and how did you get through it? And I'll kind of start off by saying, I think my biggest struggle was having to leave Mia to go back to work. I went back to work at 6 weeks, so she was 4 weeks old. And I just remember just crying. And I remember that this DJ on one of the radio stations, we apparently had our kids, like, within a week of each other, because we both went to work at the same time. And all she would do was just get on air and cry. I'm pretty sure that just annoyed people who were listening. And it was funny because about 2-3 months in, she quit and was able to stay home. Oh, you know, her husband, they worked stuff out. And I remember listening when she was resigning on air, and I was like, you know, I'm so glad for her, because I was going through the same thing and I understood. And so I would get home and I would just sit and I would hold Mia. Mm-hmm. And that's all I would do all evening, was just sit there and hold her, because I was just like, my baby. You know, I remember I went back to work the first day and mom called and she was like, hey, how's it doing? I felt free. I just felt this freedom. And I was like, I'm fine. I'm using my brain. I'm not changing a diaper. I'm like, amazing. This is great. She's like, okay. And I was like, this is so amazing. And then the second day she called and she's like, hello, how are you doing? I can't even talk because I'm sobbing.
I miss my baby.
And, and so I think it was the struggle. And then I just would look at it and I would just feel guilty, because I was like, I'm working 40 hours a day or 40 hours a week. And I know 40 hours a day.
40 hours in a day.
That's how
it feels like. You do, right? It feels like we do.
And I would sit there and calculate how many hours she was in daycare versus how many hours I got to spend with her. And I'm like, I was very guilty. And I was like, oh my god, my poor child. She's being raised by other people and I don't even know her. Like, I don't even know who she is. So I think that was my biggest struggle, I guess, as a new mom. I still have struggles and I'm still learning
constantly
every day.
Learning.
Learning how to be a mom. And one of the things, Family Life organization that I greatly support, they have a parenting series to go through. So we're looking at doing a parenting series. You can host it. So keep an eye out for when we're going to host our parenting series. But there's so much to learn, and especially in this world today. This ever-changing world. As a new mom, I did work through the guilt, because I was like, you know what, this is the reality and I'll make the most of my time. When we grew up, Angela can attest, we didn't chores and how the house looked was not a priority to our mother.
Yes.
But I, you know, I realized at that moment chores and was not the priority. Mm-hmm. I understood then why. Because I got home and I just wanted to just sit and hold my baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did. And, you know, I had to hire somebody to come help me clean my efficiency. You know, it was just something that at the time and the priority, that's what helped me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going to stress myself, push myself too thin to make sure that the dishes are washed. Because I feel like it's more important at this moment to just hold my kid in the evening.
Yeah.
What about you? To me, it was kind of the opposite because, you know, with my first three, it was the same. I was a single mom. Chores weren't a priority. If I felt like cleaning today, I did. If I didn't, I wouldn't. But then I got married. Now I have the twins. And now I had to leave work. So I had to find who I was without work. I've been working since I was 16, you know, and it was a totally new identity that I didn't even know, you know, and trying to find myself. I mean, my babies were my babies, but they're not very good at telling you, great job, mom, you know, good job. You did great. And there's no paycheck.
Thank you for feeding me.
Yeah, there's no paycheck at the end of it either. So you're like,
I don't think that's only like for babies. I think that's just children in general.
Yeah.
I mean, they still haven't to this day said, thanks, mom. Thanks for cleaning today.
Very true. Very true. They do say thanks for feeding me.
This is true. Well, that's
every day. But you know, now I had to maintain a house because I have a husband. And it's not an option anymore if you want to clean today or you don't. You know, if you want to make dinner or you want to pick up, you know, you know my husband. He doesn't like pick fast food. You have to cook.
Yeah.
So it was just a totally different shift for me. And I struggled with it a lot. There was times where I was like, I changed my mind. Let's put him in daycare. I want to go back to work. You know, but we stuck to it. And now it is, I have found my balance. But there's still days where now I'm like, I don't want to clean. I'm not going to clean. You know? And he just lets me not clean. But it's one day. The next day, he'll be like, okay, are we cleaning today? Okay, yeah, we'll clean.
I was going to say, so he's now realized that it's not, but maybe only for
a day. Now he works nights. So luckily, he doesn't see a lot of the house. You know? He comes home, he sleeps in the morning. He'll look around and he'll be like, okay, whatever. I'm too tired. He's fed, he's happy. So
that's funny. That is true. It's finding that balance. Angela, what about you? What was one of your new mom struggles or struggles that you've been able to overcome?
So I was trying to think of one, but really it was,
you were in the middle of us.
Like everything, like I struggled with everything from C-sections to, you know, colicky babies and trying to deal with that. And then you're tired and they did go to daycare. Luckily I had the cameras. So I think that's what kept me at work because I would sit there and literally watch the cameras.
So she was still productive though. If employers or future employers are listening.
We took shifts. It was funny because I was stalking her babies, you know, and there'd be times where she'd text me and be like, did you see what he just did? You know, he was a baby. He wasn't doing a lot, but I'd be like, yeah, you know, I saw.
Well, you know, luckily there's like multiple screen options now, right? So this I had one dedicated to the cameras. You know, and then not even getting that far into first time mom, and here I am pregnant again, and I'm exhausted because I'm in my first trimester, and all I want to do in my first trimester is sleep. But I'm still having to take care of a now teething baby, and so I couldn't really like sum it down to one thing. I struggled with nursing. Just everything. How did I overcome it? I just, you know.
Have you overcome it? Sounds like it hurts.
We're going to take a moment to pause and Google some counseling options.
I know, right?
for new moms. It is hard. And I will say, when I had Mia, I just was like, wow, women are amazing. Like, I've thought about that, having a small kid and then being pregnant. Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, and a husband.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She had it all. Demands. She was working.
Yes.
She had the husband. You know, we could at least pick. We only had either the husband or the job or the kids. She had it all.
So I guess that's a good point too, because then when you have it all on paper and you find yourself in this issue, struggling, and it's like, I should be fine. Everything should be great. Everybody else does this and it looks great. And then it's not, then you feel like something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And it's not. Like, and I guess that's why I really like, you know, I feel like social media has so many downfalls. Mm-hmm. But by having the internet and platforms that we do today, it lets people know, hey, this is normal. Yeah. Like, you're not alone. Everybody else struggles. Everybody else is trying to figure life out, too. Nobody has it figured out. You know, there's some people that are a few chess pieces ahead. Yeah. And that's just because they're older. You know, it's like you made it through. The children have grown. They're fine. They don't seem like they have any nursing residual life.
I know. Abby seems fine.
Yeah, because poor Abby, she didn't even get it. By that time, I was like...
Yeah, so it's sometimes we work through it just because we grow out of that stage. That happens actually probably more than we realize, too. And that brings back to the point, nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
And I think I'm realizing that, too, is nothing lasts forever. Unfortunately, that means good times don't last forever, but that means the bad times don't either.
True.
And I guess that one of the things also that I've been looking at, and I posted this in our mommy Facebook group, is what do you enjoy about being a mom? I know we talk about the stresses and the hard times. And then as they grow older, Jackie, you have adult children. But
about to be a grandma.
Oh, yes. About to be a grandma.
Yeah.
that's going to bring another whole life situation.
Yes.
As you evolve. As you evolve.
I'm going to need counseling for that, too.
Oh, I know. But I realize that we do have so much on our plates as women, as moms, as wives, as employees, as aunts, as friends. Like, there's just all this pull on one individual to cook, to clean, to shop, to pay bills, to like there it's endless. A woman's work is truly never done. And so, you know, I think sometimes I'm trying to live more in gratitude. That's why we have Thankful Thursdays now. But what do you enjoy about being a mom?
The people that I made, honestly. I mean, they're in such different variety and ages, you know. I have adults that I can have adult conversations with, you know. And sometimes when I see my personality in them, that's when I'm like, oh my gosh.
I made another me.
But I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty awesome, so... I like me. I'm just kidding. So I like my kids. I'm just kidding. Okay.
So I'm awesome and we're all awesome.
Yes. But then there's times where I'm like, yeah, that's not the nice part of me. And it comes out in them and I'm like, ugh. But that's pretty much what it is. You know, the conversations I get to have with them, seeing who they're becoming, who they are in all the ages that they're in. Even the twins, sometimes they'll do things that I'm like, really? Are you 9? You know, you sound older. You're doing things that... just who they are, honestly. And now I'm gonna be a grandma, and it's like I get to see again, you know, what we created, what we made, and
you're starting to see legacy. Yes. Type. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You wanna go now?
Sure.
Okay.
So what was the question? You're awesome. Yes.
What do you enjoy about being a mom?
Okay.
What?
So watching of course all the snuggles and the hugs, and you know, of course I love that part.
That's true.
But just watching who they're becoming, and you know, I have two, and so my son is more on my side. I can connect with him. I know like what he likes, what he doesn't like. And then you have Abby, who is the complete opposite of me, but still, like, I don't know what the word is. Watching her personality and adjusting my personality to fit hers, so that we can still connect, because she is who she is, and she needs to be who she is. And just because she's not me, you know, teaching myself how to connect with her, because I love her personality. It's just...
So you're finding a new you,
right,
too.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and she can go into a room and she never meets a stranger, you know? And I'm like, ooh, that is not me, but okay, I will be right behind you.
Hi.
I'm with her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with her. I'm her mom. Hi.
Yeah, I remember one time we were at the doctor's office and one of them was sick. I don't know which one it was. But Alba doing that. She went up to a little kid and she was like, hi, I'm Alba. And then she looked up to the kid's mom and they're like, that's my mom. Go say hi. You know? And the lady's like, hi. And I'm like, hi. You know?
Yes. Well, I think one of the things in what you're talking about, I think the thing that blew me away about you, Angela, was that you were what, cheerleader mom? Or yeah. you led cheer? Or tell, what?
Yeah, yeah, and that is not.
Yeah, we're talking about accounting major
yes,
here.
Exactly.
Leading cheer. That threw me for a loop. I was like, you're doing what?
Push you out of your comfort zone. That's yeah. for sure.
That's exactly what I say every day. Is she was literally put here to put me out of my comfort zone in everything that she does. But it's good, yeah. right? So
yeah, that's true. I think what I enjoy is I do love snuggles, and it's so funny because I don't like being touched, and I don't like. But I do love snuggles. And I think what really surprised me too was just the love that you have for a human being. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we love our family a certain way. We love our spouse a certain way. We love our, you know, parents a certain way. And this is a completely different love. And how what hurts them hurts you, which is weird to
me.
Oh,
yeah.
And, but what makes them happy makes you happy. And sometimes I think what I find is that she's the opposite of me too. Like, you like down to color choices, you know, she likes pastel colors. Ew. I'm like, jewel tones. That's where it's at. Like, that's the awesome part, you know? And she's like, no, I like pastels. I think, I've been I'm a bulldoze personality. You know, I take charge. I run over people, you know, and Scott, my husband, just said the other day, if you don't have things on your timeline and you're, then, you know, you're like, that's it. We're done. We're not doing this. Like, forget it. Scrap it. I'm out. And I'm like, yeah.
Okay. And so we know.
Yeah. And so kind of to your point, I hadn't thought about that. That's why she is the way she is, to put me out of the comfort zone and just like be like, hey, conscientious, like yeah. you got to get things that you like, but she's her own person too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I read a book when I was pregnant. It was like The Baby Whisperer, and it talked about how babies have their own personalities when they come out of the womb. This isn't something that, you know, we like to think of babies like little lumps
that we mold.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. If they're cold-natured, they're cold-natured the day mm-hmm. they're born. Mm-hmm. If they're hot-natured, they're hot-natured the day they're born. If they're social butterflies, they're social butterflies even mm-hmm. as infants, and they don't mind being passed around mm-hmm. to
that was
people.
Her. Yes.
Yeah. And then if they're introverts and don't like people, they don't like people the day they're born. They don't want unfamiliar.
And then you deal with stranger danger. You walk out of the daycare crying your eyes out because you have to drop your kid off with a new teacher that they don't know.
Yes, yes.
And I didn't experience any of that.
No. I saw it on the monitors.
So I think it does make you look at things differently. And I find it challenging, and I guess I do kind of enjoy it. It's like, okay, you know, what is she into, and how do I get into that?
Involve yourself in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like, what's she mm-hmm. liking? And sometimes it's not as enjoyable because it's like, okay, you liked to eat that yesterday.
I'm over it.
What happened today? You
know, I mean, it's like grapes, you know, I only like green grapes. She only likes the little black, weird, purpley round
one. That is
so funny. Yeah, and it's like total opposites. But then I do see myself in her sometimes, and sometimes it's not the best part either. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like, it is the whole child thing is very interesting to me to see how little humans
evolve.
I'm also making more conscientious effort to keep up with her and who she is as a person. I posted this online a few weeks back, you know, just we had a lunch and it was just hearing her and hearing her sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And she literally had me, like, I was for real laughing. It wasn't a polite, like, you're so cute. Okay, you know, like how when you're busy in a hustle and they tell you a little funny joke, like, mom, knock, knock, who's there? You know, type thing. Yeah. Like, ah, please go. And it was like she really had me laughing with some, one of the things that Asher said, the questions, I just Googled questions to ask your kids. And I said, if all your stuffed animals in your room came to life and could talk, what would they say? And she starts bowing. She's like, Queen Mia. Queen Mia. I was like, really? Hey. Like, you were a bot. Like, you know, I just like started laughing. I'm like, I couldn't even talk for a minute because I'm like, this is how you envision yourself.
Now you gotta pass by and say Queen Mia.
So I was like, oh, Okay. You know, if we hadn't been in that, like, relaxed. So that just made me really think. I need to just, like, stop, breathe, take time. Just, like, who are you? Just and who are you them. Now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. So I really enjoy those moments. And then I know that they're less and less as they get older. So taking that breather time to... really,
they're less in a way, but they just change.
Maybe
you know,
that's
they just change. You know, because you still have the conversations; they're just different.
Yeah,
she might still be Queen Mia. You know, it's just a different conversation. I mean, I have one in high school right now that still tells me, "Mom, come have lunch with me."
Yeah,
you know, and I'll go have lunch with him, and it's kind of awkward, but. Not because of him, but I'm in it's just a bunch of high schoolers watching the kid with his mom, yeah. You know? And sometimes I'll take a whole pizza and his friends will come and join us, but it's just a different kind of conversation. That's all. You still have them.
But that's cool, too, that he's still wanting to
come. All of mine did. That was surprising to me that even the ones that are older already, they still in high school would be like, Mom, come have lunch with me. And I'd say, you just want me to take your food.
Yeah.
No, just come have lunch. And there we go. Come meet my teachers. You know, what kid wants you to meet their teacher in high school?
True.
You know, but that's there true. We go. So.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I've loved this conversation. And we are going to have a monthly sister segment. Woo-hoo. And so I'm excited for the next one. And I'm thinking for our next one that we talk about technology.
I'm bad at that. okay.
Well, never mind. We summed up that one.
I'll learn. I'll have my husband teach me.
I say technology, and I mean, we're in a world that our parents weren't in.
Oh, yeah.
With our children. And, you know, what age is too young for social media? And then even how gotcha. To, like...
20.
Well, I already told Mia that 32 is when she's going to go on a date. Because when you go on dates, you have babies. So, I'm down with that.
Oh my
God. You get social media when you're 20, you go on dates when you're 32.
There you go, see?
We have some great guidelines for y'all out there. And so, just like what tools that you have heard of or how you're managing technology with your little ones. I know for a little while for Momo, the whole scare one on YouTube, you know, I took off YouTube from tablets and we stopped YouTube for a while and then that passed over. But, you know, even just managing screen time and for the month of January... We have been doing less screen time, and I can't say that we went 100% no screen time. I would love to sit here and say that, but it did make our interactions in the evenings a little different.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like, let's all eat together and then everybody disperse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I feel like we rely on technology a little bit too much because we just don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and true. So maybe we can just talk through that the next time we have our sister segment.
Sounds good.
Until then, it's been great. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
That was so much fun. And wow, I learned that even sometimes we don't realize what our own family members or close friends are going through. We covered so much today. Let's keep this conversation going on Facebook at Life Behind the Scenes Mommy Mondays. Thanks for listening. This is Jenny signing off until next week.